Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our consideration here, a special broadcast that we've had over some weeks and months. About the return of the Lord Jesus and the wrapping up of this whole world. This whole world isn't going to last forever, and the Lord has already told us that. Jesus Christ is coming back for his saints, and we've reviewed many passages and taken a look at many things, how he is coming back for them. And then our Lord, after he raptures his saints, and after a period of time, he will come back to set his feet back on this earth. When he comes in the rapture, he'll catch up his saints in the clouds. But when our Lord Jesus Christ fulfills his second coming, he will come and set his feet upon the Mount of Olives. And he will fight for Israel, and he will rescue his nation. And a favorite passage of mine is this about the Lord Jesus doing these things in Revelation chapter 19. And so we're going to be doing a lot of reading, making some commentary, and expounding upon the scripture some. But in light of what we had a couple weeks ago about what Jude had said, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. Let's take a look here in Revelation chapter 19 and see about the return of the Lord Jesus and how he will come back to this earth. In Revelation 19, verse number 1, John writes, being exiled on the Isle of Patmos, a hardship for him, a blessing for us, the Lord giving his revelation to Brother John, and then he writing it down, being delivered from Patmos, and that the Word of God, this Word of God would be distributed amongst the churches and preserved by our Lord even down to today. We see here in Revelation 19 where the scripture says, and after these things I heard a great voice of much people in heaven, okay, so that's where they are, saying, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. And so there's rejoicing in heaven. For true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And so there's strong language here referring to a whore that is there. And she had, this whore is guilty of corrupting the earth with her fornication. And she has, the Lord has avenged his saints in her. And again they said, alleluia! And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, amen, alleluia! And so the 24 elders and the 4 beasts that are there in the throne room of God, they are crying alleluia to the Lord and amen at his great work in destroying this whore. This is, the whore is representative of mystery Babylon. All those things, all those ways of religion that are against God. Stemming back to Babylon there and Nebuchadnezzar's Babylon, the gathering of religion and wickedness of mankind, even going back beyond that to the Tower of Babel, after of the flood, and where the Lord confounded the languages, the way of man, the way of Satan, all things against God are wrapped up in this great whore that rides upon this beast. We see earlier in the book that Mystery Babylon is there, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This is all false religion, all religion that is against the way of the Lord, all denominations and false religions that don't line up with the Scripture and don't represent the Lord right in the Scripture, whether it be by taking paganism and supposedly bringing it into Christianity, by preaching other gospels rather than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, salvation by His death, burial, and resurrection. This is all of Babylon that represents false government and wicked government of the world, the way of man and the way of Satan. This is that broad way that's being judged in Mystery Babylon that has been judged here. It says in verse number 5, "And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye his servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, as the voice of the almighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth." And so, The Lord is saying, Hallelujah, right? Isn't that what it says? And a voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and the voice of many waters, and the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. So all those that are there, the people, the elders, the beasts, the host of heaven are declaring, Hallelujah. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And so there's this marriage supper of the Lamb. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And so the Lord is going to have his bride. And that's a subject for another time, but there's this great marriage supper of the Lamb. Will you be there? Will you be there? If you're a child of God, indeed you will be there. Will you be his bride, or will you be a guest? Many interesting things that are here. We go on in verse 9, "And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God." So it's a blessing if you get an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. "And I fell at his feet to worship him," John says, "and he said unto me," verse 10, "See thou do it not." This was an angel. This was John's guide and the one that would declare things unto John that he might understand them and have understanding of these things. He falls at his feet to worship him, and the angel says, "See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that had the testimony of Jesus." He says, you worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And see, that's always got to be remembered. When we look into prophecy, those things that are prophetic, they all need to point to the Lord Jesus Christ. How many so-called television evangelists and television preachers and radio evangelists and preachers and that take the prophecy of the Word of God, twist it, manipulate it, and abuse it, and take it to benefit and have men, women, boys, and girls look to them. Listen, prophecy from the Scripture always points to Jesus. For the testimony of Jesus, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy, prophetic things always point to Jesus. It's always a testimony of Jesus. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy testifies unto Jesus Christ and things glorious and great about him. Does it make you afraid? Okay, well, you need something then. You need salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you might have faith in him and help and hope. If you rejoice in it, praise God, because the Lord's given you assurance of salvation in him. And we look to Jesus. We look to Jesus to fulfill these things. It's all about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's not about us. It's about him. It goes on to say in verse 11, "And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." And so John sees one upon a horse. He sees Jesus there. His names are Faithful and True. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And so we know his names, yet he has a name not known by us. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. Hallelujah! The Lord is coming, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. There's a host. There's one of the Lord's hosts that's coming with him, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, verse 15, that with it he should smite the nations. He's going to judge, and he's going to war against the nations that have stood against him and against his nation, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. It will be a definite, precise rule. It will be that which will be obeyed. And he shall smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He is the judge. Enoch said so, and it is so. We're seeing it come to pass here in this passage. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the captain. He's the general. He's the great God and Savior of all. He's number one. He's preeminent. He's above number one. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying unto all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, "Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all, both free and bond, both small and great." So the angel declares, come and eat of this supper. The Lord is going to prepare the supper for the bodies of those men that stand against him and fight against him, that he destroys, that he kills, and the fowls of heaven will fill up on them. And I saw the beast, that is the Antichrist, and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. So the Antichrist and the false prophet, all right, the unholy trinity, is Satan at this, the working of this unholy trinity. He's got his Christ, he's got his prophet, and the Antichrist and this false prophet, and the Lord takes them. And it says here, and of them that worship his image, these both were cast alive in the lake of fire burning with brimstone. There's no need for a judgment. It's done. Our Lord does it. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now that may seem to be a gruesome scene, but this is the result of mankind fighting and going against God Almighty. It will be brought to an end. It will not be. Now, is it for us, the children of God, to take up, to wage this fight and to wage this war now? No, I think you remember that the passage said the saints were coming on horses and in white linen with our Lord. He will give the directive, and the saints will come from heaven. Our Lord will come from heaven, and he will fight this great battle of Armageddon with the sword of his mouth. It'll be by his declaration out of his mouth that he will fight, and things will be. Are you ready for our Lord to come back? Are you ready? He is our Lord. He is your Lord. He owns you, and you are his, whether you are saved or not. You're his property. You need to be reconciled to God. You need to be saved if you're not saved. Child of God, we rejoice in our Lord, and we look forward to his coming one day. I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.